Zayin Amun Aleph Toshma. So the Gemara is trying to understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says the halacha of lo yitain, doesn't mean you may not return it to the oven on Shabbos, but you're allowed to leave it there without these requirements from before Shabbos. There's no need of Gufa Ketumah to leave it there. Or the Mishnah is talking about the halacha of leaving it there from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, and even just to leave it there from before Shabbos, you must be Garif and Kaitim. Tashma Damar Bichaba Amar Bchama Barguya Amar Rav Valishana Elo El Gabo. This halacha of the Mishnah, which says that you're through Gufa Kentuma, it's permitted, it's only on top of the oven, top of the Kira. Awal Aseicho Asasar, putting inside a saucer. Mars is like this. I Amar Bishlamad Lachachzer Tanan. If the discussion of the Mishnah is Chazoro, so I understand. We understand there's a difference between putting it inside, because putting it inside, you're putting it she is going to be permitted even without gar for katzim, and chazorah is only permitted if it's gar for katzim. And I tell you that even when your garfa katzim is permitted, you can put it on top. If you put it inside into the actual oven, you're putting if it's katzim for sure, there's still coals there. So you're being mopped in mamish. You're mamish sticking it into the hot coals. You can't do that. That's hatmana beremetz. You can't do that. And even in the case of garf, the heat which is still left over, etc., was enough that we say that it's also to put it. Rashi doesn't like that. Rashi learns that Loshana was going on, according to this Pshat, Loshana was going on the din of Shehiyah. If you tell me she's talking about Chazara, we're saying Shehiyah is Mutzah without Gar for Katzah. They came along Rav and said, but Shehiyah that I said is permitted without Gar for Katzah, just plain old coal sitting there, is not mutter b'tzaycha into the coals. So I understand, if the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, Shehi is mutter even without gar v'katzim, I can tell you, however, that heter of Shehiyah doesn't make sense if it's inside of the coal itself. That's Rav's din. So if you tell me l'chatzah tanan, so there's a difference in b'tzaycha l'agabah by in Shehiyah to Rashi. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, but it's a Rashi lens. Eli Amr Lishus Tanan, tell me that even Shehiyah needs Garva Katam, so what's the difference? So putting it into the, at least in the case of Garv for sure, why should Garv be Aser? There's no coal there anymore. Eli Amr Lishus Tanan, Ma'ali Seicha, Ma'ali Agabo, what's the difference between the Teicha Agabo? So Morris says, so apparently the Mishnah is talking about Chazara, and Shehiyah is Mutter even without Gar v'Katzim. And Rav said, but that Shehiyah, which is Mutter without Gar v'Katzim, it's only Mutter on top, not in the cold itself. Okay, Morris said like this. Mi Sabret Reb Chaba Aresha Koi. Do you really think Reb Chaba is going on the ratio of the Mishnah Lo Yitim Hashi Yigro for Hashi Yitim Sefer? He's going a Sefer Koy. The Beis Shammai said a Machzir. Masil said Vesil Armim Af Machzirin. Yilad Adu Chazor. Amar Reb Chaba. Amar Reb Chaim Bergoy. Amar Rab. Lishanu El Al Gapa. Abul Teicha is Oser. In the act of Chazor, putting it back inside, we did not permit that on Shabbos to put it back inside into the oven itself. In other words, in the logic behind that, the Gemara doesn't say what the logic behind that is, but in other words, if you learn that the issue with Chazara is it looks like Bishul. Rashi says the Mishnah Umechzikim Avashul. So we say that there's more Mexican Mavasha when you're putting it inside of the oven than when you're putting it on top. So since it's more of a mefti kimavashal, so even though the mishnah was still permitted with certain criteria, but even so, they only permitted on top, not inside. Okay, toshma. Beis kirois hamatimais. So you have two kirois which are connected to each other. There's a wall between the two of them. There's a wall, the wall of the two, but they're connected to each other. And achas grufa for ketuma, achas ena grufa ben ketuma. One of them is grufa for ketuma, and one of the two kiras which are connected to each other is not grufa for ketuma. You have not removed the coals or covered them. So does the fact that one of them is not grufa for ketuma impact the other one? So mashan al gabi grufa for ketuma. The Rashi says you are allowed to leave it on top of the one which is Gorva Kotum, irregardless of the fact that the one next to it is not Gorva Kotum. Where? Either one. Mahin mashin. This that I said, you're allowed to be masha it. You're allowed to leave it there. Another group of veketuma b'shem armim v'leklum esul armim chaman avolatavsh. This brisa says that there is that shehiya b'sham is not matter shehiya at all. Mesil is matter shehiya on water, not on food. Okar, if you removed it from the kira, the rekol lo yachzer. Dibre Remeir. So this is Remeir's version of the Machlokes Tim Besham Mesilu. Is the argument in Shehiya, and nobody permits chazor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Besham Omer Chaman Avol Tavshul. Rabbi Yehuda has Besham saying Chaman and not Tavshul. Besham Omer Chaman B'Tavshul. Besham Omer permits Chaman and Tavshul. Besham Omer Noitzon Avol Machzir. Besham says you can take it off, you can't put it back on. Besham Omer Af Machzir. Okay, so Yehuda Omer Besham Elishas Tanan Mesnisin Man. Rabbi Yehuda, this Brisa is clearly discussing Shehiya. So the Mishnah would be Rabbi Huda Shita. So Basil Remeir is not, it's clearly discussing Shehiya, and he's saying Shehiya has a limitation. According to Basil, only you cannot leave foods there on top of the stove. Only water. Rabbi Huda says Basil holds you can leave food and water. So our mission says you can leave food and water. That's Rabbi Yehuda. If you tell me, Mishnah talking about Chazara, Ali Amar Lahasr Tanan, Masis in Money, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Meir. Because if you tell me, Mishnah talking about Chazara, Shehi is Mutter without Korf and Kotter. No, that neither one opinion the Bryce said that. Ira Meir, Kashal Bishame Bechara, Levisil Batarti. Rabbi Yehuda Kasha Grufa Ketuma. So the version which we have in the Mishnah, our Mishnah was Matzah according to Beis Shammai Chazora An Chamin, and he has Beis Shammai says that there's no din of Chazora, if you say the Mishnah is talking about Chazorah, and she is Mutter even without, so even Mishama agrees Shehiya is Mutter, and here the Brice is saying Mishama doesn't have anything Shehiya at all. And according to Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, Shehiya is Mutter Chamin V'Tavshul, And Rabbi Yehuda has, according to Rabbi Silla, only Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishami says, Chamin v'tav, Rabbi Silla says, Chamin v'tav, Shul. Mishami says, not Rabbi Silla, Rabbi Silla says, Af Machzirin. If according to Meir, Kashel Mishami b'chad, Rabbi Silla b'tarti. I lost my place. Okay. According to Remeir, Beshamai in the Mishnah is saying that she is going to be mutter. Chamin is mutter and without Garif. And Chazara needs Garuf. And the Braisa, Remeir has Beshamai saying that you cannot even do Chamin. A Shehiya. According to Remeir, Beis Hillel says only Chamin and not Tavshil. And our Mishnah says Chamin v'Tavshil. That's number one. And number two, the Mishnah says, the Braisa says you need Gor for Kotum, and the Mishnah holds it for Shehiya. You don't need Gor for Kotum, according to Beis Hillel. That's according to Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda has the right words. You know, everybody's saying the right thing. Chamin and Tavshil, Chamin and Tavshil, same way as in the Mishnah. But he's saying you need Gor for Kotum. And if you tell me our Mishnah talking about Chazara, Shashihiya is Mutter without Gor for Kotum. Takasha Gernufa Vaktuma. See, if the Mishnah talking about Shehiya, the Braisa fits perfectly, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah talking about Chazara, so the Braisa doesn't fit. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Lahachzer Tana. No, I can tell you the Mishnah is Lahachzer. But Tana did not. Sabar Lach Rabbi Yehuda Bechad. Or Polagalei Bechad. So he holds Rabbi Yehuda partially, not totally. Sabar Lach Rabbi Yehuda Bechad, Bechaman Betavsh, Benetel Machzirin. So he has the same version of Rabbi Yehuda. Bishil says Chamin and Tavshil. Bishamah says only Chamin. Bishil says not Mazir. Bishamah says only Nolin, but not Mazirin. So he has Rabbi Yehuda exactly the same, but the Poli Lebechado. Dilo Tani Dan Sabra Lishas Af Bishen and Gorav Katzim. Rabbi Yehuda Sabra Lishas Nami Gorav Katzim in Eloi Eloi. So, Mora ends up saying that you could have a ton of the Mishnah saying it's a third opinion how to understand the Machlokes. You have Remeir's version, you have Rabbi Yehuda's version, you have the ton of our Mishnah's version, which is similar to Rabbi Yehuda partially and partially not. So the Mora comes out with no resolution to the Shaila how to learn up the Mishnah. And that's why you have a Machlokes Rishonim, so you pass on like Chananya. And Shehiya does not need Gor v'Katan, which is the Shita of the Rosh and Tosfos. You pass them like the Chachamim that the Mishnah is talking about. Shehiya, even Shehiya needs Gor v'Katan. That's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Rif and the Rambam, and the Ramah follows the Tosfos and the Rosh. That Shehiya is permitted even without Gor v'Katan. Zakt Rashi. Third line. Loishano. So Rav said, Loishano shayusa de masnis and ela agabo. The heter which the Mishnah creates says is only when on top of it. Vlanofish havlo kuli high, that the heat is not so intense. Alo teicha, inside of it where the heat is more intense, is awesome. Samar say, Iyam Rabishlam Rabbi Lachzer Tanan, Abba Lishus, Mashan, Afilu Vishayin, a group of that. Chazara requires Gor v'Katan. But Shehiya is mutter even without taking any coals out. Kin b'chashrin in law chasure, like we said according to that version, there's a Sur Master in the Mishnah, so we're adding in that point, the Shehiya is mutter even though it's not Gor. So Reb Chalboy, Asher Yusa Delishas, Ashen Agruf Akoy. So then Reb Chalboy was referring back, Reb Chalboy, Reb Gurya Merav, was referring back to that heter that you told me. Shehiyah is mutter, but it's not goruf. You can't do shehiyah inside because you're sticking it into the coal. Hanashari ben teichol agabo the chimashi l'secho the shena grufa matim mamish beremetz. She is mutter to do it even though the coals are still there. This came Rav and said that's only on top, but inside of it you're sticking it mamish into the coals that you can't do. You're doing hatmono beremetz. Liamet lisha sinam. If a lisha's boy grufa, even for shehiyah you need grufa. Keep the grufa b'yoyimhu. I mean, Saktum, I understand. But Rav, the Mishnah also says Grufa. And you're telling me Rav is saying you can't do Grufa. Even by Grufa, you can't do inside. Why is that? Even the Grufa, there's no coals there. You're putting there from before Shabbos. What's the difference between why inside is also? So Morris says, do you think he's going on the Reisha Ad Sheyigrif? I say, Vikoy. The Arabic Chazor is referring to the Lachos of Chazor. For Shehiyah, even Gaboah is Mutter. Teicha is Mutter. For Chazor, Teicha is Asur. So if you learn Lahachzer Tanan, that's how you have going to have to learn this halacha of Rav. If you learn Lahasha Tanan, so Rav was saying that Chazora is mutter, but it's not mutter inside of the oven. That's so if you're passing like Tananya, so that's halacha. You want to leave it there. Shehi is mutter even inside of the oven. But Chazora into the oven is not permitted. That's the halacha for Ashkenazim. So we do shehiyah, you leave things inside of your oven going into Shabbos and with the oven on, and that's okay. But once you take it out, you can't put it back in. Shekiris hamatimus. Mechuboris yachad, they have two kiris which are attached to each other. Mechiris hacheris mafsekas b'nim. So you have these two ovens attached to each other, two stoves attached to each other. They're made out of cheris. The walls were made out of these things were made out of cheris. And so there's a wall of keres in between the two of them. So mashin, so the loch, and one was garf, and one was not garf. So mashin, I'll get a group of ketumah. The chashin and mishum, the solokle, have a meter. We're not worried about the heat coming from the other one, which still has the coals in it. So the heat from the other one is heating up this side. That's okay. It's not a problem. Mahin mashin al grufa. What are you allowed to put on this one, which is grufa? So Rameir says, Beishami says nothing. Mesilla says only hot water, but not food. And Yehuda says, like we have in the Mishnah, Beishami says only hot water. Mesilla says even food. Then it says, in according to the mayor, you take it off, you can't put it back on. According to everybody, according to Yehuda, Mesilla would permit to put it back on. Well, Yaxer Beishami. Going back to our shadow, if you learn up in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah, our Mishnah, the boy Grufa, even for Shehiyah you need Grufa, but Lisha is Pligi Becham and Vatav. So that's where Beshami and Besila argue by Lisha. Besila says Cham and Vatav, so Beshami says only Cham. Besayf and Pligi Bechazara. They argue a second issue between Beisham and Sela, you're allowed to return it. So Masnitsin is Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Shehiyah, Beisila says Chamin Vatav, so Beisham says only Chamin. Beisila says you can return it, Beisham says you can't return it. Perfect. Well, Yamr, the Hachzer Tanan, the boy Grufa. For Chazor, you need Grufa. Abelisha is Loy boy Grufa. You can leave it there without Grufa. Uplota the chama metavshel because she ain't a goruf, kinem chasarta mitaretz islam. So that is true, even though you don't need grufa, but still you have a chalik to Beishamai salu beishilu. What's mutter on a ina grufa? According to Beishamai, only chama is permitted on a ina grufa. According to Beishilu, even tavshel is permitted on a ina grufa. Like we said before, you're going to have to add in some lines into the Mishnah according to Abshah. So even in the that which you're permitted and a grufa, it's not. The Mishnah talking about chazara. Shehi is mutter, even though the coals are still there, and you can do whatever you want. No, that's not true. According to Mishami, you can't do whatever you want. You could only put kham in the natavsh. So kasha Mishami v'chadus. If it's a mayor, Mishami doesn't fit in one point. The kamer Mishami mesis in mashin kham and abshen agaruf. You're allowed to do shehiya and ein agaruf of kham. And Rebbeir says, "Ochel kaber Rebbeir b'shabbat dafilu garuf." So Beishama says, "You can't leave anything there, even if it's garuf." Kolshkin kashen garuf. So obviously, if you can't leave it when it's garuf, so obviously you can't leave when it's en garuf. So because Beishama says nothing, you can't leave anything. V'akula charapirchehi de Beishama lo yishana lehu ben garuf l'shen garuf. So it's not two kashas. There's one kasha. The Mishnah says Beisham is matur cham, and the Rebbeir says Beisham is not matur cham. Now the Mishnah, which is matur cham, is matur and a garuf. Beisham says over here, you're not matur cham, you're not matur anything, even in a garuf. So well, it's two kashas. A, what's permitted, and B, difference in garuf and a garuf. No, Beisham says nothing's permitted. Period. Says. It's not two separate questions. It's one question. The Mishnah has a hechatim where it's permitted, and the Brai says nothing which is permitted according to Meir. Vesila batart, and Meir doesn't fit with Vesila of the Mishnah in two ways. Vesisin shari Vesila lisha is chamin v'tavshel, apesh eno garuf. So you're allowed to leave even foodstuffs, not just water. And Meir says. So, only chamin, not tavshel. So that's one question. And number two, v'she'en agrufa, ein mashin klau. And the Mishnah is according to Beis Hillel that when it's in a grufa, it is permitted. And here we're saying according to Meir, when it is grufa, it's not. If it's not grufa, it's not permitted. And Meir says no chazara according to Basil, and the Mishnah says yes chazara according to Basil. So the Mishnah is talking about chazara. She is permitted without garuf. Chamin v'tavshul. And Meir says chamin only chamin not tavsh. If Yehuda the Omer Nami ki masnisin. Rehu and the Mishnah are perfect, and come welcome group of Ketuma Kasha. The Masnisin to Rat to the Pluta Kamaisa Bashan Agarif. The way you learned up in the Mishnah, if you want to make the Mishnah fit with Hananya, that Shehi is Mutta without Garif. Mishar Beshami says without Garif, Chaman is permitted. Basila Chaman and Tavshal. This is Basila says even without Garif, Chaman and Tavshal are permitted. Over here you can't leave anything. Put the leash is the group of a ketuma. The Braisa does not permit any grufa, and the Mishnah permits any grufa. And where it says the Tanah Bar Mishnah agrees in one thing, and he argues in one thing. He agrees with Chama Betavshim and the Mazirin. Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Brayse and the Tanah's version of the Mishnah, on the variables of what foodstuffs you're talking about, and the variables about what's permitted, Shia and Chazara, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanah of the Mishnah are saying the same thing. Bishami says only Chama, and Bishila says even Tavshim. Bishami says you can't return it, Bishami says you could return it. They're arguing with a lot of people leave Chamin v'tavshel. Bishami Sharu, Chamin v'tavshel, Chamin v'tavshel. Bishami says only Chamin v'tavshel not. Bishami says, Bishami Chamin v'tavshel. Look, your mayor, don't remember Bishami v'lukum. So that point, the Tana of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda agree. But the Tana of the Mishnah holds you don't need Gar for Katam for Shehi, and the Tana of the Rabbi Yehuda holds you do need Gar for Katam for Shehi.
Okay.
Okay. Ibor lehu, mal lismach. What about if it's ein goruf? You're telling me there's an issur of doing shehiya on ein goruf. So you learn up the mission not like Hananya, and there's an issur of shehiya on ein goruf. So I want to know, is this issur inside of it is obviously usher, on top of it is usher. If I put the pot right next to the wall of the kira, this nice hot kira, and I with the coals inside of it, and I put the pot right next to the wall, it's also going to keep it warm. Is that permitted or not? Teicha b'gabo usher, abo lismach b'o shapratam. Is smicha permitted? Only teicha b'gabo is usher. Dilma lo yishno. The halacha of shehiyah on the oven would include, it would include the issur of smicha also. That's the Morsha. The Morsha says Toshma. We just brought this price. Shake here is a matim and zachas gufa. Viktuma v'achas shenah gufa. Viktuma one is garvakatan. One's not garvakatan. So mashal gabi gufa viktuma. You're allowed to put it on top of the one which is grufa ketuma, even though it's right next to the one which is not grufa ketuma. Well, if there's an issur of smicha, why don't you say that the ena gorv ena katum kira should answer the other one, because the maisa you're not putting on top of it, not putting inside of it, but you're putting next to it. Valvagav, the kasolik lay havla meirach, even though the heat is coming from the one which is not gorv and katum to the one which is gorv and katum. So you see, smicha is permitted. The verse says, no, Dilma Shani Hosim, the Kima the Midli, Shalit Be'avira. Since it's up in the air, so the air is able to get around it more than if it's sitting down right on the ground next to it. So maybe this scenario where it's raised up on the other Kira would be better in Halacha than a case of smicha directly in the pot directly next to the Kira. Better means more permitted.
More permitted because it eats it more?
No, it eats it less.
Go on top, it eats it less. As opposed
not on top. Not on top. Next to it up in the air is better than next to it on the ground.
Elevated, right.
Toshma. So, the more said, that's no right. Toshma. The Omer of Safra. Omer of Chia. Bryce is like, or Chia says a halacha. Kitma, so you did ketuma. So it means you instead of taking the coals out, you put a layer of ash on top of the coals. After did that, it reheated. The coals caught fire again. So even though there's this layer of ash on top, now there's the embers have caught fire. So the loch is I would think that maybe that. The ketumah now is no longer effective. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is saimchen lo, umakaymen aleh, v'noitlen mimeno machzirin lo. So all of the heterim are still in place. But it seemed to say that smicha is permitted because you had done the act of kitzmah. So even though it's these labs, it's still mutter. But apparently you need kitma to make it mutter. But we were contemplating that possibly smicha is mutter even without kitma. So what's the chiddush of if you don't need kitma to start with, such so, you know, even though the fires came back, it's smicha is mutter. Obviously smicha is mutter even had you not put any asher to start with. So you see from kitma, shema minoha, lismach nam, even for smicha, kitma, loy kitma, loy. So you see you need ketuma in order to do smicha. The verse says no. The statement as written has a difficulty. Well, the Taimeich, according to your reasoning, that the Mishnah, the Brisa, or the statement of Rav Chiya is being specific, in all of its points, and you're supposed to be medayik, that smicha needs kitma. So it says, "Nartle mimena, diktani, kitma in loy kitma loy." It says you can take off, you can't put back, and you can put. It says you can take off and you can put back on. Since when is there a problem of taking off on an enek ketumah? There's no problem with taking off on an enek ketumah. There's a problem with putting back on. There's a problem with leaving it there, but once it's there, you say, well, it's enek ketumah, you left it there, you can't take it off. You don't want to take it off because it's kitma. Had it not been kitma, you couldn't take it off. That's not true. Kitma in loy kitma loy. Ella, what are you forced to say? Tani Nortlin Mishum Machzirin. It wanted to say Machzirin, so it said Nortlin is a way to discuss Machzirin. So Nortlin is just coming along, Agav, the Machzirin. So I want to argue then, Zachinami, Tani Samchin Mishum Machaimin. So once you mentioned Machaimin, it mentioned Samchin versus Hachiash. That's not a good comparison. Hosam Nortlin Machzirin Bechad Mokamhu. You can't discuss Machzirin without discussing Nortlin. So there's no Chiddush halachically in the issue of Nortlin, but if you want to discuss the Chiddush and the halacha of Machzirin, it says, well, you're allowed to return it, so it says you're allowed to take it off and return it. So I understand it says taking off is a way to get to the point of returning it. Because it's in the same spot. Obviously, you can't do Chazor if you didn't take it off. Tarinarla Mishim Machzirin. El Ahacha Samchum Mechad Mokim Hu. So, Samechin is in one place, Mekayimin is in another place. So, it's not logical to say that you should discuss Smicha just along for the ride. It mentioned Mekayimin, which means putting it on top. Once it mentioned that, it mentioned Smicha also. Why? Unless Smicha has a halachic issue that it needs ketumah. So, Lachar, at this point, the Gemara has resolved, from Rav Chiya's statement, it has resolved that Shehiya needs Ketumah. Gemara says, my hobby, so the Maisa, do we have a resolution on the Shaila or not? So, let's see. No, that question sounds funny because we just came to a resolution, right? Because the resolution we're going to come to is that it's mutter. That's the problem. Kira shehisikua begefes ubeitzim. Kira, which you heated it up with gefes and eitzim. Slaim chalal yuladu smicha beimikaimen elim kein grufa v'ketuma. You can't leave it on top unless without grufa v'ketuma. But smicha is mutter without grufa v'ketuma. So the Brayse is telling me that it's permitted. The heat became very low. You covered it with something. That's also called ketuma. Ketuma doesn't have to be a thick layer. It can be a thin layer. It doesn't have to be ash. It can be with an ereshal pishtim, the little pieces that you take out of the pishtim. Okay, so that's the braisa. So that's a right to our shayla. Or the heat was low enough that it would work to cover it, so that would be a valid covering. So in other words, so Rav Chiya possibly is, you know, Rav Chiya was halachically he was an amara. His main function was to quote Bryce's, and he was Mesedra all of the Tosefta, but Rav Chiya himself was an Amara, so Rav Chiya himself said what he said. We have a Bryce which says that Smicha is Mutter, and that's what the word is coming out. Okay, we'll do Rashi's tomorrow.